Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo. Today we're going to be talking about a subject that is absolutely one of my favorites. What is it? M-O-N-E-Y, money. But we're going to be talking about the side of money that can be very painful, very unnerving on so many levels. And so many people today in the United States and actually throughout the world are dealing with something called the Big D. That is debt. Howard Dvorkin is my guest today. We're going to be talking about his book, Credit Hell, How to Dig Out of Debt. And for those of you who might be listening, who perhaps are experiencing this right at the moment and it's scaring you to death, and maybe you know somebody, they could be elderly, they could be a young person, they're going through difficulties themselves. Well, let's get some answers, because you don't have to stay in that hole. That's not a requirement. I want to welcome to the airwaves Howard Dvorkin, CPA. Thank you so much for being with me today. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. Now, you're an interesting man. You founded an organization called Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, but you've been involved with consumer credit, debt issues, financial planning, tax, strategy.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm interesting. You would, my wife doesn't think so most of the time, but other than that, so I'm glad another woman does. I'm going to tell her, she might get jealous. But anyway, Donna,
okay.
Yeah, I've been in the debt world for a long time. I founded Consolidated Credit Counseling Services over 17 years ago, which is now the third largest or maybe second largest credit counseling agency in the world. Started at my kitchen table, and I've been in this debt world for probably 20-something years as a CPA starting off, and then took those skills that I developed and applied them to the average man, so, or woman. And it's been a heck of a ride, and we've seen a lot of changes over the course of my career, and seen two recessions and, you know, a lot of strong bull markets. So we've been on the roller coaster of the economy watching from definitely from the infield for a while.
Now, Howard, you don't mind my calling you Howard, do you?
You can call me anything you like.
Well, okay, we'll go with Howard. Okay, Howard, what I'm looking at when I first got your book, I thought, I know I have a number of clients that some of them are elderly, some of them are younger, and the elderly persons are dealing with reverse mortgages. They have had medical bills, and their credit card debt is through the ceiling. They are just absolutely beside themselves. They've had certain credit counseling, and they're finding that fees and other things, it's almost like a joke. I was just talking to someone last week, and they were saying, in tears, saying, what am I going to do?
It's interesting you bring that point up, because when I first started this business and got involved in this, typically my clients were younger. The average client was in their mid-30s, and it was basically skewed younger. As the credit markets developed, as certain crashes happened in the various financial markets, as the value of people's homes dropped recently, you know, we're seeing more and more older people get themselves into credit cards and utilizing credit cards. And you know, what was at one point was a taboo, where, you know, the older generation was coming out either in the depression era or grew up around that area, and knew the harm of credit and you always paid cash for everything, they started using the credit cards. And it's very sad because these people, particularly the elderly, and I'm not talking, you know, I'm not talking 80, 90-year-olds, I'm talking 50, 60s,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting into trouble, but they don't have the earning capacity to get themselves out. And frankly, at Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, which is the firm I founded, we certainly have programs developed for people that, you know, may be on fixed incomes, may be on Social Security, that have gotten themselves in trouble, and we try to help everybody. And a lot of it is emotional because they're not used to being in debt. They don't understand about being in debt versus a younger person that maybe in debt is all they know because their family was in debt
mm-hmm.
and living off credit cards, and maybe because they've been living off credit cards for their entire lives. So, you know, it's very emotional for older folks to grasp what's
yes.
going on.
Especially when people are coming at them from right and left and saying, declare bankruptcy.
Well,
and they
you know,
go, whoa, no. I know of one woman, she is fighting her entire family. She's saying, we don't have to do this. Why do you want to do it? And they don't want to listen to her. They don't want to hear her words. And
you know, the
let's
problem
address
is,
that,
is that
because that,
people,
that's really a challenge.
Well, people, it's an easy thing to say, to file bankruptcy. The problem is lots of people that are given that advice don't know anything about bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
And bankruptcy certainly is not as easy as it used to be. In fact, I just got a call from a client or from a prospective client that said, I went to two bankruptcy attorneys and they say I make too much money, but I have $90,000 in credit card bills. What do I do? You know, they said they
mm-hmm.
can't file bankruptcy. But unfortunately, you get a lot of advice from people that really don't understand because it's just the easy way out. And certainly with older folks, they don't want to do that. That's a pride issue going on. But at the same time, you know, bankruptcy is not always the best suggestion or the best approach because right now the bankruptcy laws have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly people have to be aware that if you do file bankruptcy, there's a darn good chance you're going to pay some of that debt back versus filing bankruptcy maybe 3 years ago where you just got discharged and you were done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And this is what concerns me because there is this mentality that people promote. Gee, if we do this, and I'm hearing attorneys saying this, you know, a lot of bankruptcy attorneys that will say this to people. Well, this will take care of all your problems. Well, not really. You still are going to have to pay the attorney. You are going to have to pay some taxes. Your property is going to be assessed. And I've known people that have literally lost everything because of the bankruptcy. And there's so many variables with this, I don't proclaim to be an expert, but it really makes me sad when I see people doing this. Excuse me. Go ahead. You were going to make a comment.
I was going to say, I mean, as I said, bankruptcy is not certainly not be the first approach to resolving your financial issues. It should be the last alternative. And basically, there's lots of different programs that are available to any consumer that could get you out of your debt. And frankly, it may be a lot easier than filing bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the stress. I think when you have a plan, I know of a younger couple. They were in their middle 30s, and they had just recently been married. The husband had been in a state of bankruptcy, and after they got married, they wanted to go in and buy something, and of course, this bankruptcy was on their credit, and this was something big. This was an automobile. So they decided they'd go to a lender to see what they could do. Fortunately, the person that talked with this young couple said, if you'll go in and see what you can do, because we can't give you a loan with this kind of a situation. So they checked with a couple of banks, and the banks were very nasty to them. They finally found one that wasn't. And there was a fascinating proposal that the woman that was in charge of the financial department of the bank suggested to this young couple. She said, if you will bring me an itemized list of all the debts that were outstanding in the bankruptcy, and you are willing to pay off your debt on the bankruptcy, and at that time, I guess when this occurred to them, it was like $5,000, $6,000, and to them it was like $500 million. They just didn't have much cash. And what occurred is that she gave them an agenda, and she said, if you will pay back your debt that you owe on the bankruptcy, then I'll talk to you. Now, she didn't say no to them about giving them a loan. She said, I will talk to you about getting a loan. You do this. Do you know that young couple? They did that within 1 year, and they had no extra money for anything else. None. But they paid off that bankruptcy. They worked with the credit card companies. That woman, when they went back into the bank, said, I have not, in all my years of being in banking, ever seen anybody do this. You have the loan. And they were able to get a loan for, you know, almost $20,000.
That's nice.
And so I share that story with my listeners because there is a way. You have wonderful chapters in your book. And by the way, I want my listeners to know that this book is going through an upgrade, too. And the publishing house that put this out want it brought up to date on certain issues. But the basics in it are absolutely excellent. How does someone deal with assessing of their financial situation? Let's get down to some real basics.
Well, basically, you got to look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. If there's certain things that telltale signs, you need some help, and you maybe not can't do it yourself. If you only can afford the minimum payments on your credit cards, maybe you need some help. If you are putting off appointments that you should make and go to just simply because you don't have cash, you probably need to talk to somebody. If you're like a doctor's or a dentist, if you're going through and transferring balances on your credit cards from one credit card doing cash advance to pay the minimum on another credit card, that's not a smart idea. That's only going to get you deeper in debt because you're paying interest on interest there. There's telltale signs, and certainly in my book, Credit Hell, How to Dig Out of Debt, it's going to go through those telltale signs. But if you are, the basic thing is, if you are constantly worried about money, you need to get some help. And whether you call our offices at 1-800-299-HELP, or hit our website at consolidatedcredit.org, or open up the Yellow Pages, whatever it may take, you need to get some help, and you need to get independent advice from somebody who's not going to benefit from what you're doing. Meaning, a bankruptcy attorney may push you into bankruptcy only whether you need it or not, because they're going to make a large fee for it. A credit card company may not give you, certainly isn't going to give you the help you need, because all they're interested in doing is collecting their money. So you need an independent party that is going to do the right thing every time. And Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, which is my firm, that's what we do. We try to give the right advice every time.
Now, you have a case in here about Maria and George and their family, that they are just up to their eyeballs in credit card debt. They can't seem to make a dent in it. Now, Maria was very resourceful. She went to her local library and decided she was going to learn about budgeting. And the two of them worked together as a team, and they were amazed when they started evaluating their assets and also the amount of money that they were spending. And just little things like eating out and maybe buying a latte at a coffee shop or things like this. It really, really adds up. And then their kids got involved. I love this story because the whole family was consciously present with what was going on.
Well, certainly you don't want to have multi-generational debt, meaning you want to teach your kids some lessons, and it may be an expensive lesson, but certainly kids are sophisticated enough at any age to be involved in the family finances at some level. I'm not sure if you need to get into the true pressure of, being in debt and having calls come in, but you could certainly involve your family and discuss it over the dinner. Now, in their case, Maria and George, that is an easy thing, because going through, and let me tell you, I've done my share of preparing household budgets for people, and frankly, going through the household budgets, anybody has at least 15% of their household budget is what I consider fat, and the fat can be cut out and thrown away, meaning they're spending a lot of money on things that they don't need necessarily to spend money on, like coffee. Do they need that $4 latte every single morning? You know, what did we do before Starbucks came into existence? I can't imagine a world without Starbucks. But that $4 latte is costing you $1,500 a year just getting that every single morning. So that's a tough thing. Certain things, changing the premium gas. Changing the grade of gas can save you 15 to 20% off what you're currently paying. Going through and looking at your insurances and making sure that you're getting the best possible deal and making sure that you're not overinsured. I redid my insurance, and I reduced my insurance bill by 30%. Because I combined everything into one policy and made sure that I wasn't getting double coverage anywhere. So there's lots of savings that are out there, that are available there, that people could take advantage of. And certainly if they either go through, buy the book at Credit Hill, How to Dig Out of Debt, or certainly go to our website at consolidatedcredit.org, they can get those answers, and they can learn how to balance a budget in an effective manner that's really not going to hurt them and not going to change their lives that dramatically.
You know, it'd be nice if our government would have an attitude of prudent conscience, because we're seeing at levels throughout our nation total irresponsibility on so many levels.
Well, we're seeing a lot of entitlements, a lot of people with their hands stretched out,
yeah, and
looking for entitlements, and that's not going to go well for the future of this country.
Right. So this is something that here we are as individuals saying, gee whiz, we've got to work with our situation, and we have a lot of people that are not being held accountable, and they should be, because it is fiscal responsibility that is prudent and necessary. So it's up to us as individuals to do that with ourselves and then to also expect it for others. That's my 5 minutes of political platform. But anyway.
Well, it's kind of amusing when you're asking, you know, the government's telling you how you should spend your money, but when you look at that, they spend, what, $1.5 trillion over their budget every year? It's kind of scary.
It really is scary. Let's talk something about debts, and this is the title of your chapter. Debts that deserve special attention. Now, we've got a lot of people that might be listening today. They've lost their jobs. Maybe both the, you know, husband and wife might have lost their jobs. They're really in a critical situation. They might be close to a foreclosure. They're out there looking for work. Talk about this woman, Joanne, because this was a story that I really felt was very significant and timely relative to what a lot of people are going through today.
People are going through and they're having tough times, and you got to go through and evaluate your debts as to severity. What's gonna hurt you the most? Certainly, you need a roof over your head. In any case, whether it's a house, whether it's an apartment, whatever the case may be, the roof over your head is one of those debts that you cannot let go, you know, go south. Another thing is you need food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
You have to eat, or else you're not going to be doing very well. Now, we all could eat a little less, so that's a good thing to cut back on, but not significantly. You got to go through, and you got to pay your utilities, because, you know, we live in the industrial age, and we need lights and electric and things like that. And certainly we need to pay for cars, because cars get us to places. They get us to work. They get us, you know, around. If you don't live in a metropolitan area with a sophisticated transportation system. So you need those four things, and those things are very important to most households. But everything else you can make a change to. You can cut back on your spending for, let's say, cable TV. Guess what? You could do without 500 channels. Is 100 channels enough? I think so. But you could cut back and make significant cuts in everything you live in. And certainly, you know, credit cards. If you're barely making the mortgage payment, well, then maybe you shouldn't be paying for your credit cards right now. And I say that, you know, being one of the premier credit counselors in the country and working for Consolidated Credit Counseling, but certainly if you can't make your mortgage payment, you shouldn't be paying your credit cards. So I might get in trouble by a few people out there saying that, but, you know, my conscience really determines what I say. So
now, Howard, let me just interject something here. There is an individual that I encouraged because they were having some challenges. And, again, this was an older individual. And I said, call up the credit card company and see if you can negotiate and work with them. And she was sort of being intimidated by some other people around her. I said, call them up. Tell them that you're very close to a bankruptcy. You want to avoid this. How can you work with them? What can they do? They bent over backwards for her. They didn't want to hear the word bankruptcy. They don't want to not have anything paid back to them. And they also recognized the individual's age. She gave them all the information. They knew how old she was. So, by golly, they went and worked with her.
Well, that is the case on sometimes the case.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the times that's not the case. And sometimes it's very hard for people to go and call, you know, their creditors. The average consumer is carrying around 4 credit cards in their wallet right now. So they have 4 financial relationships. And it's very hard to have a conversation, the same conversation, 4 times over and get the same result. The average client that we deal with typically has 8 credit card relationships, which is a lot. But
that is a lot.
That is a lot, but that's the average. Now, there's not a lot of difference between 4 and 8, to be frank with you. But I will tell you that, A, it's a very difficult thing to have that conversation. Credit card companies are more than willing to work with clients that they feel that they could get money from. The problem is you're still dealing with 4 different relationships and 4 different payments,
mm-hmm.
and they may be different and most likely will be different. And they will try to help you, certainly, if they feel that you're a worthwhile candidate. But I've seen many a times, and more often than not, people try to call up their credit cards and they have a very negative experience. You know, once you pick up that phone, you have to be prepared that credit card is going to be immediately turned off. And you have to understand that part.
Mm-hmm.
Once you open up your mouth, they're not going to lend you any more money and not allow you to use that credit card because they're going to cut their losses. But, you know, some of the times you're going to see positive results, some of the times you're going to see negative. But communicate, and you're right, you need to communicate with your creditors, with the people you owe, and be honest. But more importantly, and most importantly, don't make promises that you can't keep. That's a very important thing. You know, a lot of the times people are desperate and they say yes, 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 just to get people off the phone or solve the problem because it's an uncomfortable situation. And they make these promises that they can't fulfill and then they're back to square one. But go through, if you don't feel comfortable, certainly go and seek advice from somebody who does this for a living, such as Consolidated Credit, or there's many great credit counseling agencies out there other than Consolidated, but I personally think Consolidated Credit Counseling is the best for obvious reasons.
Uh-huh. Well, let's also talk about identity theft and credit reporting agencies, reports, and credit scores. All of this is very important, and I know we can get our credit reports for free annually. You can do this, and people can stay on top of those credit reports. But when you're reading them, they look like a bunch of gobbledygook when you get them. And if you don't understand how to read a credit report, you can just say, all right, this is about as clear as mud. Now what do I do with it?
Well, you got to spend the time. I mean, credit in this country is a very important thing, and you got to protect it. You got to protect it from having the wrong information put on your credit reports by various credit reporting agencies, and you also have to protect it from other people stealing it. If you, you know, if you know what you're doing, and I think I do, if I know your name, if I know your address, and I know your birthday, I can assume your identity. That's how easy it is today. So you need to constantly check and make sure people are not stealing your identity and assuming, utilizing your credit lines, because that could be a headache in itself, and it's a very tedious process to clean up and remove the negative items that come along with that. Certainly you need to be protected, and pulling your credit reports once a year is a good thing, and you should always do that. And the law says that an individual in this country has the right to pull a tri-merge credit report from all three bureaus to make sure that nothing erroneous is being reported on them, but also to make sure that somebody hasn't attached their identity. In fact, you know, it could be very as easy as somebody just getting your credit card number and utilizing it to buy things that they want. And it's mm-hmm. very, very challenging. And you have to pay attention when your credit card companies call you and say, hey, we noticed this transaction which looks abnormal. You got to call them back and make sure and confirm, because you don't want to be sitting there stuck with a bunch of bills.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely true. And for those of you listening, you can go to the website, Annual Credit Report, annualcreditreport.com, or you can go to ftc.gov/credit, ftc.gov/credit. You can also call 877-322-8228, and they will mail a form to you, because there are some people, I know those listening are very web savvy, but there might be some people that do not have a computer. And so this is good information for you to be aware of. Well, I know, Howard, we are sort of winding down here with the half hour, and you have so much wonderful information in your book. And even though days are tough right now, there are so many things we need to be informed about, men and women both. And it is our responsibility to do that, and you are assisting us in a great way because of your book, Credit Hell, How to Dig Out of Debt. Do you have a closing thought that you would like to share with my audience before we say goodbye?
Absolutely. I mean, people are having a tough time. I'm not saying anything that people don't already know. The economy is scary. It's going up. It's going down. It's going sideways. Doesn't matter. The thing is, people need to live off what they make and what they earn and try to break the chains of this debt ball that they've been carrying around for years and years. And the only way to do it is take significant action. It's not going to happen on its own. It's certainly not going to happen if all you're doing is paying minimum payments. But you got to get credible advice. And getting that advice, you got to make sure that you're dealing with somebody reputable. And whether you're calling Consolidated Credit Counseling at 1-800-299-HELP, 1-800-299-4357, or going to our website at consolidatedcredit.org, there's a tremendous amount of information on that website, certainly in the learning area, which will help people, and there's lots of courses, and it's very easy to work through. Or go grab my book at any major bookstore, or certainly Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and Credit Hell, How to Dig Out of Debt is a great starter course for anybody who is serious about getting out of debt. And read page by page all the little tricks, because that book alone can save you thousands and thousands of dollars and years and maybe even decades of payments.
I agree. By the way, in the back of Howard Dvorkin's book, there are budgeting worksheets that you can work with. There's all kinds of things like their household budget. If you wanted to sit down with your family and friends, there's a resource section. There is all kinds of contact information for various organizations that you might find would be very useful for you. Howard Dvorkin, I want to thank you very much for being my guest today. It's been a delight having you. Credit Hell, How to Dig Out of Debt, a must read. And for heaven's sake, share it with your kids. It's a good way for them to learn about managing money. Again, Howard, thank you for being my guest. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com. and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hello and welcome back. This is Donna Sebo. I know we've got a caller on the line, but caller, please be patient. I'll be right with you. I wanted to let you know that phone lines are open. First of all, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And for those of you who are in Alaska, listening to the show, I am going to be up in the far north the week of the 12th of April. And my newsletter, we're having some interesting challenges with our cable system in our local area, so our newsletter will be going out as soon as I can get it out to you. So all the details will be there and also posted up on my website. Well, let's show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. And if you'd like to give a call, again, remember, it's 888-815-9756. Caller, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Dee, Everett, Washington.
All right, Dee, now when I'm looking at you right off the bat, I want to say patience is the key, the big P, but also I'm seeing you sitting at the desk of someone having a conversation. I believe that it is going to be an interview for a position, and I would encourage you to listen carefully to what the job description is entailing, and don't let your mind make the picture that you want. You need to be sure that you listen carefully, because what I am looking at is you're perhaps taking a job positioning, and what would occur is you'd be very disappointed. You would feel like, oh, gee whiz, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, and you would be very upset. And I would say, if you had listened to what the person is describing, not what your mind wants it to be, but really dealing with the reality of what's being offered, you will find you may not want to take the job positioning, but the choice is yours. Also, there is going to be an unexpected trip that you've got that's going to be coming up, but I really think you need the break. And apparently you're going to be invited somewhere, and there will be a very special activity or event that is related to this trip. But I would say to you that there's not going to be a whole lot of opportunity for travel time this year because of the responsibilities that you're going to be working with, working on. And so I want you to be aware that when you can take a break, take advantage of it, stop being so intense and just relax and enjoy your life. You've got a lot to be grateful for, and expect that there are going to be some significant changes, but probably after the beginning of fall of this year. What question would you like to ask me today?
You mentioned something about the interview. Is that going to happen pretty soon, or is that like 6 months away? Or?
I'm just saying the interview. I'm not being given a time frame. I want to say it might be more towards the summer, because when I'm looking out through a window, it looks like it's very warm, it's bright and sunny outside. So I don't think it's now. I think it is probably more like summer.
Oh, okay. So I'm allowed only one question I wanted to ask about that trip that you mentioned. Is that business trip or not?
No. It's a personal trip.
Oh, it is. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome. This is Donna Sebo, and if you'd like to chat with me, the number to call into is 888-815-9756. Now, tomorrow, we are going to have a wonderful guest, The Big Book of Soul by Stephanie Rosebird. And then, on Friday, Interview Tactics, How to Survive a media interview without getting clobbered. That's a good one. Both of them are. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
My name is Mary.
And Mary, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
From Memphis. Oh, one day I hope. I've got family back in Memphis, and I've never been there.
Oh, my God, you must come.
Oh, I'd love to come to Memphis, because I think that there's just so much there in the way of history, and I just think Dolly Parton is a doll. But I don't
Absolutely.
Know if she's a, yeah, she's just a doll. But there's just so many fascinating people that have...
And don't forget Elvis now. Don't forget Elvis.
Now, why not forget Elvis? Everybody else remembers Elvis.
Oh, my God. I grew up on him, and I love Elvis Presley.
Oh, I think that's great. I had to be a contrarian. It's just fun. Okay, Mary, let's chat for a minute, hon. The first thing I'm looking at is that I don't like what I see with your back. It looks to me like you really are going to have to pay attention to your physical well-being. And I want to say, take care of yourself first. You have always sort of put yourself on a back burner, and you've taken care of everybody else prior to your own needs. Now, I know it's good to be selfless in some respects, but when it comes to your health, I think you need to be totally selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to be aware of that, and I want you to take the positioning that you're going to make darn sure that you do the best that you can with this chassis of yours, your physical body, and
mm-hmm.
keeping it supple. I'd love to see you do some kind of exercise, whether it's dancing or Tai Chi or Qigong, T-Tap we talk about on the show here, which I'm a very strong supporter of. Anything like this, you want to be able to keep your body supple, and you want to keep that back limber, because I'm seeing discomfort coming from the middle part of the back. Actually, it's like from the top edge of the waistline up to the middle of the back, and it's, the discomfort shoots up even into your teeth. So it bothers me, and I don't like to see anybody have that kind of suffering when it's not necessary. So take care of yourself, hon. Financially, I would like for you to seriously investigate some very specialized opportunities for education relative to becoming sophisticated with computers, their software, and how to work with them. Because I'm looking at an employment environment that is just going to be wonderful. And you will need this kind of training and education. And I'm looking at you having a terrific job, doing exceptionally well, and you're just going to be pleased as punch. And I'm looking at you in a business of your own that is going to, as a mature woman, just going to be bringing you all kinds of blessings. And on top of that, you're going to be doing volunteer work. I'm tired just focusing on you. You're just going to be going all the time.
I'm sitting here. I am amazed. You are such a blessing and a gift to this world. I'm sitting here just done. I just found out about you, Donna. I was listening to the Monique Chapman show.
Oh, she's a doll.
Yes, she is. And when I listened to that archive show you were on, it touched my heart so deeply. You have nailed everything that's going on in my life. For the last few years, I just completely shut down. I used to be this social butterfly. I helped everybody. My mother had a massive stroke, and she was paralyzed, and I was her 24-hour-a-day caretaker for the last 3 years of her life.
Oh, my
goodness. And I cut everything off, everybody that I had any kind of interaction with. After she passed, everything just went away, and I slipped into this big black hole of depression. And God has truly, truly helped me with meditation, much prayer. I'm coming out of it now. And everything that you have just said, it has just inspired my heart so. You are such a blessing to this world.
Thank
you.
Now, I want you to understand something right now. I want you to realize that this experience that you've gone through, I want you to get yourself a notebook.
Okay.
And I want you to write down your feelings, your experiences. I want you to put the raw emotional edge that you have walked over and over again in your mind. I want you to put it down on a piece of paper because I'm going to tell you what's going to happen when you do this.
Okay.
You're going, and I just want you to write from your heart. Don't worry about grammar or anything else.
All right.
I want you to start it as of today. And I want you to get a spiral kind of a notebook where you can just flip the pages. If you want to write at your kitchen table or you want to go to your local library and go in a study room and sit down and write, whatever it takes, I want you to use that journal as a friend. Because you are going to publish this journal one day.
Oh, my God.
And you are going to be talking to men and women who, when they hear your story,
the
very words that you've expressed to me, they will express to you, and I want to thank you for the gift of your words, because if what I have done has enabled you to understand that you are not stuck, but you've gone through this period for a reason, and I'm not saying that to use that statement as a cop-out. None of us in this life are going to be able to give very much to other people in a real way unless we've walked that razor's edge of what I call emotional desperation, emotional, mental, physical, spiritual hell, in the verbs of some other people, the description. So you're going through this. You're coming out of it. But you need to write down the story.
Okay.
Because it is going to touch the lives of other people. But also what's happening with this, my dear, is that you are gaining clarity about the value of who you are as a human being. So you've gone through the fires of experience, and now it's time for the polished product to get put together.
Hallelujah.
All right?
Thank you.
So you're on your way. I'm not saying you're not going to have your tough moments, But I want you to use that journal. I want you to write.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make a difference.
Thank you so much once again, Donna. God bless you.
I so appreciate you. And I'm glad you found that the program is interesting to you, and I welcome you as a listener. Thank you. I hope you'll do it again.
And I will continue to listen from now on.
Wonderful. Have a fabulous life, my dear.
Same to you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break. And if you want to call me, hey, pick up that phone, 888-815-9756. We're going to be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right. Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay only $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 1-800-872-8852. That's 1-800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Gedrose. Buy it today. 1-800-872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. You know, because the subject was money and credit and dealing with debt issues in the first part of the show, I thought I would pass along some information to you about how, if you have car insurance, how you might be able to save some money with that. Shopping for car insurance, well, I don't know about you, but I haven't shopped for car insurance for such a long time, and it's not because I'm lazy. It's just that I go, well, I've got a good insurance company. Why do I want to go shopping? Well, these are some points you need to know about. Whether your credit score has gone up or down, you may want to find out what could affect your insurance rate. Things are not as they were many years ago. And now, if your credit rate drops, they might raise your premium. I have been appalled to find out that there are even employers that if your credit rating is lousy, you may not get a job because of that. Yes, that's the truth. So anyway, if your score has gone up, you might get a good break on your insurance policy. If your score for credit goes down, you might find that your premium is going up. Figure that one out. Then also, if you've been laid off or started working from home, you might want to ask about low mileage discounts on your insurance policies. Many insurers will take off a percentage if your commute totally disappears. And if you've got a job that's really, really close to home, you need to notify your insurer. A super short drive is often considered the same as no drive at all. And if you have a home business, that is something you may be able to check in on as well. If you're youngster in the family is reaching driving age, you better do some comparison shopping because your premiums could go through the roof if you're not careful. Sometimes the company that you've been with for a lot of years may not give you the best rate. You need to use different methods for calculating the risk and cost of a new driver. In some cases, a loyalty discount might not offset the additional cost. What if you have a young driver who'll soon be off to college? Ask about a discount. You could score extra savings. My suggestion is, the kid wants the car, you have them pay for their insurance coverage. Get them involved so that they know what is going on. And this is my own personal Donna moment. I think that with kids, if they want to drive an automobile, they need to know what those expenses are, and they need to pay for them, even if they have to work an extra job. Nothing wrong with taking a bus or using a common mode of transportation called walking, if that's necessary. You may think I'm being a little bit of a stinker in today's modern world, but I'm not. It is something I think that's really important with young people, but that is my bias. Let's talk about taxes for just a minute. Hey, tomorrow is the 1st of April, fast approaching, and if you put off doing your taxes, not too much time left, but you can streamline your process to online tax prep checklists. You can go to TurboTax.com or HRBlock.com for guidelines. They're free. That'll help you gather all the documents and information you need to complete the task as smoothly as possible. Again, that's free. You can get the information. If you've got a complex tax return, don't use TurboTax or H&R Block. Go to a good CPA. Make sure, because of all the screwball things that go on with tax processes, that you have someone that is keeping up to date with everything, because it is really going to be important, especially since we're going to be getting hit with taxes from so many different directions. You want to make sure that you are not paying out more than you should. 888-815-9756 is the telephone number to call in. Another savings for those of you that might be involved with at-home work, or maybe you find that you've got to go back to work. Even maybe if you have something going at home, you may have to, like a friend of mine, she said, I've got my home business, but it's not generating enough cash, so I'm doing some outside work. Well, if you have a child, you're going to have to look at home care. Now, this is a trend that I'm going to be talking about that some parents are really getting involved with. It's called share care. And you go in with another family on nanny or babysitting services, and a lot of caregivers like it because they get a higher rate overall for taking care of multiple children. And parents like it because their share is less than if they had to go their own way. So, if this is something that might work well with your budget, you might want to ask friends and family, contact your children's school, or check out local parenting groups to find partners that might want to be involved in something like this, so it's a win-win for everyone financially. Also, if you work part-time or if you have flexible hours, if you're a stay-at-home mom who'd like to run errands without kids, consider a babysitting co-op. Sometimes this might work very well in a family neighborhood where there's a lot of little ones. A group of parents who exchange child care services for free. And you can track members' hours. Many co-ops appoint a SIT coordinator each month and use a point system to share the duties fairly. Now, if you're interested in finding a co-op near you or help in starting one, go to this website. It's called helpinghero.com. That's helpinghero.com. Also, set aside money. You know this is a good pattern anyway. It's very good to develop the savings pattern. 95% of employers are offering FSAs for dependent care, so you can set aside money pre-tax to pay for daycare or other child care that lets you work. That you can find out more about by contacting your human resources department to find out more. And if you're using a local daycare center, check with your employer to see if they offer any discounts. Some companies partner with local businesses to offer employees special deals. Many times it's as much as 20% less. Now, if you're really, again, working on a budget, you can, instead of using a nanny service, which can, you know, cost you a fair amount of money to find a sitter, check out websites like Sitter City, S-I-T-T-E-R, city.com, and they do provide a service, and it's less than $100. So it depends on what it is that you want to do, how you want to go. You know, sometimes grandmas and grandpas today are not available because they're out busy working too. So we all have to be conscientiously present with what we have to take care of. And I know that most people are pretty responsible, But remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Your life belongs to you, and we're all going to have ups and downs. But remember, part of that is what creates tenacity, idea generation, and a resourcefulness that many times we forget that we have. This is Donna Siebel. Tomorrow, right here, we're going to be talking about the big book of soul. So I hope you'll join me. Tell your friends, and we'll talk with you right here, same time, same place, right here on bbsradio.com. This is Donna. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Siebel Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Siebel Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.